Hi, welcome to the Brick Filmers Guild podcast, hosted by us, the Four Monkeys. On this podcast, we had the pleasure of chatting with Thomas Evans, a forlorn creature. Thomas is from Brisbane, Australia, and has been animating since 2009. His YouTube channel, Forlorn Creature, currently has over 42,000 subscribers and 16 million views. He's a two-time THAC winner and current nominee for 2015 BFG Brick Filmer of the Year. In 2015, Thomas produced 3 5- to 7-minute episodes of LEGO Minecraft Creepers. Two of them are featured on the official LEGO YouTube channel and have accumulated over 7 million views. We'd also like to give a special mention to BrickFlix, which is a comprehensive guide to making your own stop-motion LEGO movies. It's over 200 pages of useful brick filming tips. This book will show you how to make a stop-motion movie using little more than a camera, a computer, and your own LEGO collection. Much of the photography in the book was produced by the amazing Paul Hollingsworth of Digital Wizard Studios. It's definitely worth checking out. So, without further ado, here's our conversation with Thomas Evans. Thomas, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Good day, mate. Wallaby up a gum tree. How's it going?
Oh, awesome. Good day.
It's actually, it was Australia Day today.
That's right. Happy Australia Day. Well, I'm just in time, right? 30 more minutes?
Yeah. Oh, actually, no. Hang on. Yeah, for another 30 minutes, it's still Australia Day.
Oh, yes, still
Tuesday,
I made it.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
So do you even still say g'day, even though it's like at night? Or is it g'night?
I don't know. Like, personally, I don't actually say g'day a whole lot. Like, that's not something that I really sort of do. I usually just say, like, hey or hi or hello. I don't know. I like to differentiate between the good morning and good night, I guess.
but g'day really does sound great.
Yeah.
Especially from a true, you know, Aussie. It just has such an Australian ring to it, you know?
Yeah.
It is 8:30 in the morning here.
Oh, geez. Okay.
On Tuesday, right? Yeah, Tuesday.
Yep. We're early morning people.
Yep. Okay, cool. I'd like to be an early morning person, but I think lately I'm more of a late night person.
Wait till you
get
old.
That is an early morning person.
Yeah.
So I was going to have some shrimp on the barbie for you, but then you told me that you guys don't even do that.
Yeah, well, like, for one thing, we don't call them shrimp. We call them prawns, and we rarely barbecue prawns. Like, the more Australian thing to say would have, like, a snag on the barbie, and that's, like, just, like, we like to have barbecues with sausages. Sausages is really popular, 'cause they're cheap.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And so I did have to research to see where that even came from, because obviously people in this country, that's such a big thing, and it came from Paul Hogan.
Yep. Was that one ad where he was
right,
like Australian tourism?
Exactly. Yep. Oh, so that really caught on. So come and say g'day, and you know, I'll have a shrimp on the barbie for you. And
yeah,
that
it's all
really...
lies.
I know, no, because that's what we think.
Yeah, I learned something.
So yeah, that was very interesting. I learned it too. So that was very cool. So I guess we should probably get started with brick filming things, right?
Oh yeah, that.
Yeah
that. So you are the youngest person that we have interviewed so far, and also the furthest away as well. I'm chuffed to bits about this connection. You sound great.
Yeah, it's good, especially after last week, which was a bit of a disaster.
It was. So obviously that was a connection issue, which we have since gotten corrected. So if you don't mind answering, how old are you?
I am 18.
Oh, you're young.
Yeah.
Just a little bit younger than me. Wow.
Yeah.
That's very exciting, though. It's such a cool thing.
Cool. And how old were you when you started brick filming?
I think I was probably about 12 when I started brick filming. I think I might have been doing stuff a little bit before that, maybe when I was like 10 or 11. But I think 12 is when I made my first YouTube channel.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
So, yeah, and that was, you guys probably, you guys may or may not remember Lego Spaceman.
We do remember.
Yep. I was actually on your website before. I am fan club member number 62.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And,
no, I was a big fan of Galactic Smugglers back in the day.
I'm about halfway or a third of the way through the next one, but it's taken a back seat.
Oh, cool. Wait, so actually, you're still working on
it? I'm still working on it. I've got some of it filmed. Gareth has already given us lines about 2 years ago for the next one. I think it's Galactic Smugglers 9, and I've even written a couple past that, but I just got to get motivated.
It's our baby, so yeah, you know, we always have our baby that we'll have to tend to. It just don't have time to tend to it as much.
But it was real fun to do, and I hope to make more.
Okay. Yeah, well, I definitely look forward to that, because, I love those.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah. And did you just change the name of your channel, or did you create a new channel when you switched to Forlorn?
No, I created a new channel. Okay. So, like, my old channel is still there, and it's still got all my dodgy animations on it. So if you want to see where I came from, just look up Lego Spaceman, one word, on YouTube.
No, see, I think it's great to do that. It's always very interesting to see people, how they first started and how they have improved over the years. I think that's what I always tell people, don't ever delete your old videos, because it's just, it's really, it's fun to see. And it's nice to know, not everybody starts out this amazing and talented. You really do have to work at it, and it's nice to see how you get better through the years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And there's always something special about the old ones anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get some, I get comments and stuff of people sometimes, like, wanting me to check out their videos, and sometimes, actually, when I have time, like, I do, and it's always really fun, because you see these people, and they're just starting out, you know, brick filming, it's like, oh, this is, like, pretty much, like, what I was like, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, you know, and I comment, like, you know, if you keep doing stuff, you know, you can get really, really good at this.
Absolutely.
And I suspect within the next 10 or 15 years, there's going to be several famous real filmmakers that got their start doing brick filming, which is wonderful.
Yeah, definitely. Especially considering, like, what's happening with brick filmers right now. I'm noticing a lot doing, like, commissioned work and stuff. Like, you've interviewed both Paul and Kevin, and the stuff that they're doing is really cool.
Absolutely.
And James as well, actually, and Zach, actually, they're all doing, like, commissioned work, and so they're getting really good.
Yeah, they're definitely really good.
Have you done any commission work yet?
I did my first piece of commission work a few weeks ago, actually. I snuck it in. I did a 15-second video for Tube Heroes.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was the Ashley Marie New Year's video, and it was basically, like, her drawing Happy New Year with a sparkler.
Oh, that's adorable. I got to see that.
And that was pretty exciting. I'm hoping to do some more commission work in the future. It was a lot of fun working with figures that had knees that you could bend.
That's a good and bad thing.
Yeah.
But at least they're bigger, though, so it's maybe a little bit easier to...
Yeah, definitely. It's a little bit more complicated than animating Lego figures, but I've been wanting to get a bit more complicated lately. I've been reading a lot about, like, traditional animation and stuff, and I got a book called The Survivor's Kit, the Animator's Survival Kit, something like that, by one of the guys who worked on Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh, cool. Wow.
And there's just so much great stuff about animation in there that really, like, sort of changed the way that I think about animation. And whatever I do next is probably going to take a lot of the stuff that I've learned from that book. So
there's a good tip right there. That's nice.
Cool.
Yeah, definitely. Like, don't be afraid to look into other types of animation. Like, I've recently... started having a look at, like, animes and stuff like that, like, particularly, like, 1980s science fiction anime stuff. Just because it's really interesting to see how, you know, other people or other types of animation apply all the same basic principles, you know, to create movement.
I'm loving this. I'm enjoying hearing you speak, because, not counting our last week trial, I've never heard you speak before, so... So this is nice.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't usually voice act in my films, which is probably something weird that I do.
Yeah, I noticed. I watched, was it Creepers 4, the last one? Mm-hmm. And I was totally expecting to see your name in the credits for the voice acting, and it wasn't. So
no.
I was surprised.
No. Yeah, I think Creepers Part 3, I did a couple of the background voices because okay. I had like no time to do or to get someone else to do the voices. So I was just like, everyone to the wall. This is like a really badly sort of delivered line in there that I did. But all the voice actors, I had Andrew Stein, which is, he's a big music producer on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And Christopher Solaces, I think that's how you pronounce it. Who does Mini Life TV, and he is
Chris.
I Skype with him every now and then. He's a really great guy.
He is. Yeah, they're we'll have to
do a podcast with him sometime in the future.
Yeah, you definitely should. He's really interesting to talk to, and also like the stuff that he like. I was just like amazed by what he did with Mini Life TV. Like for a while, he is just putting out a video every single week, and like that boggles my mind.
Yeah,
like,
same here. It's crazy.
Yeah. And it's so great too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we voiced in a couple of theirs, and it's impressive to do that on that level.
So who did the music for Creepers 4?
And well done on Creepers 4, by the way. Awesome as always.
Oh, thank you. Oh yeah, by the way, we should probably mention that I released Creepers Part 4 this morning as of recording this.
Actually, we watched it last night.
I watched it last night.
Our daughter as well, because she's into Minecraft. Awesome. Minecraft is huge here.
But what's interesting, even though it's a Minecraft...
Wait, you go first.
even though it's a Minecraft video, it really just was its... It stood on its own, even if it wasn't set in the Minecraft world. It was really a beautiful film.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that was kind of the goal with it, was to try and just use Minecraft as sort of like... just a way to get sort of people's attention, but then just do whatever I want with it. Sort of within the rules of the world, but kind of not really.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just wanted to tell a really good story, and whether it be Minecraft or not. Like, originally my idea was, like, I was thinking, you know, if I could potentially make this as a Minecraft machinima as well, and it'd still work just as well. And then I was, I reckon it could work as just about anything, even if it's not Minecraft.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well, definitely succeeded there.
And who did the music for that?
It's kind of a mix. So most of Creepers Part 4 was actually music that I did.
Wow.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Impressive. It was beautiful.
Thanks. Yeah. I think I got Andrew Stein to do one song in Part 2, and then the rest is all kind of like stock music that I've collected. A lot of it's from the Film Riot Cinema Crunch pack, which is a really, really good I've found.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, there were several things that stood out. It was raining a lot during the film. You did some of it with special effects, I'm assuming like After Effects or whatnot.
Yeah.
But you also did the real water, like on the windows and things like that. Is that correct?
Yep.
And what go ahead.
Yeah, well, it's literally like I bought like a detergent bottle and emptied all the detergent out of it one night, just so I could use the spray bottle for water. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, I just spray it in between every one or two frames. I'll just spray it with a bunch of water, and that creates all the little droplets, and hopefully doesn't destroy my desk in the process, which it has a little bit because I have like all these little bubbles of where the water's soaked in.
Yeah, I was going to ask this, how was the cleanup of getting all that water done after you shot a scene?
Yeah, well, I got used to it after a while. Like, at first I tried putting down, like, Glad wrap over the desk, but I think that, like, made it worse because then the water just kind of got trapped underneath it when it got through the cracks. So now I just kind of move as quickly as I can, and then as soon as I finish the shot, I take all the sets off of them, leave them to dry out, and then just wipe down the whole desk. Because there'll usually be like a sort of a thin film of water on it by that point.
Okay. Another shot I really liked was at the very end, the river flowing. That was really cool.
Yep.
I liked that part. And the marching creepers, I guess mainly at the beginning when they're coming up to the wall. How did you do that?
That's all an After Effects composite. I've got 18 creepers that I animate as sort of a plate in front of a green screen. I actually used a red screen for those ones because red is opposite of green on the color wheel, so it contrasts better, I found, for when you want to do chroma keying. It was a mix of like motion tracking and just sort of eyeballing it to create, you know, sort of like a 3D plane in After Effects. It's all very nerdy, but I guess we're on a Lego Brick Filmers podcast.
So. Yeah, so we're all fellow nerds.
Yeah, but it was all in After Effects, just vanilla After Effects, no plugins or anything.
All right. Well, it looked like there was thousands of them, so that was a cool effect.
Yeah, it was a lot of Command D to duplicate all of the layers and then just sort of like place them in the different spots.
Yeah, I'm just now starting to learn how to use After Effects, and I'm starting to like it. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful. I'm Creepers actually for me has kind of been like a learning curve of After Effects, because like I used it a bit at the start, but I look back at like what I did at the start and the way, like the effects are okay, but like the way that I did it was just really roundabout and took me way too long. Now I just sort of, I feel like I've sort of streamlined the process a bit and I kind of know what I'm doing, sort of. I've still got a lot to learn, but yeah.
Okay, cool. So we'll move off of Creepers for a minute here. So you're a full-time student, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm studying Bachelor of Film and TV at Bond University.
Okay, and is that in Brisbane?
Just south of Brisbane. Just south at a place called the Gold Coast.
Okay.
So it's about an hour away from Brisbane.
So south, okay. So I guess, and is it pretty warm there? I'm assuming you're pretty much in the tropics.
Yeah, it is pretty warm, and it's January, so it's summer here.
So you go to like maybe Sydney to cool off.
Yeah, I've been to Sydney for a while.
And do you like live in a dorm or what type of?
I lived on campus accommodation for the first two semesters that I was here. I'm starting my third semester now. I'm up to my second week now. End of last semester, I moved off campus to a share house with a couple of friends.
Okay.
So I could just, because the one thing about being on campus was that I couldn't cook my own food, which was kind of annoying because like I kind of got sick of all the on-campus food after a while.
Oh, wow.
I can understand.
And also, yeah. And
it's
also,
great the first week.
Yeah. And also I animate in the garage now instead of my bedroom, which is kind of a first. I realized that the past 7 years that I've been animating, like six or seven years, I've always animated in my bedroom. And the past couple of months have been the first time that I'm not actually animating like right next to my bed. So
I assume that helps a lot with space and
yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Cool. Did you have any, you know, brick filming type issues by trying to animate in your room, like light or?
Yeah. Well, we didn't have air conditioning. Well, there's no air conditioning in my, bedroom at the share house that I've moved into, so it was really, really hot. I mean, it's much better in the garage.
Wow, okay.
Space as well. Usually, like, the space between my desk and the bed is, like, less than a meter, so that's always kind of been a bit of a problem. And so when I'm making stuff, I tend to get really, really messy, and all my Lego sets, I'll pull them apart, but don't really have time to sort them, so I'll just have, like, I usually use like my green screen or something. I've got a big 2x3 meter just piece of fabric, and I just throw all the Lego onto that so I can bunch it up and stick it in a box when I'm not animating.
Okay.
Plus, if you're animating in your bedroom and your bed's right there, it might be too tempting to take a break, lay down, and go to sleep, and that's the end of that.
So I assume that is where you filmed Thack 13?
Which one was that?
The last one.
Did we just do
the one?
The last one. Yeah, that was in my garage. I've got a behind-the-scenes video that my friend is editing right now. We'll be able to see how we did that.
Alrighty. And that was a co-production with Sean Wharton?
Yep, Sean Wharton. I've been talking to Sean for like about 3 years. I was in the Bricks and Motion chat one time, and he said something about being in Brisbane. I'm like, hang on, I live in Brisbane too. Like, that's like, there aren't many brick filmers around here. Which I'm always kind of jealous of the people over in Los Angeles.
Yeah, we are on like the same page.
Yeah. but yeah, no, that was a co-production with Sean. He handled most of the, well, so basically we all came up with the idea within like the first hour or so. Spent a couple hours just building stuff, and then I animated for probably like 10 or 11 hours straight, and then I just sort of crashed and Sean did the edit, and okay. Then I got up and did the sound, and it all kind of came together at the end there.
You see, now we're jealous of you.
Mm-hmm. And what place did that get?
Fourth.
Fourth, okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Figured it was going to make the top three, but it didn't. It was one of my favorite three.
It was pretty close this year as well. Like, there are a lot of really, really good ones. I was totally counting on Rio's one, which didn't end up getting first because I really liked that one.
His was in my top three also. And believe it or not, the one that got 10th was another one I liked.
The Monsieur one with Caron. The little worms.
Yeah, yes. I was.
Yeah, I really liked that one.
I was surprised it. I was figuring it was going to make top five, but and surprised it got
or
only
top
10th.
Three.
But you know, is what it is. Yeah. Everybody judges their own way.
I'm a big fan of classic space anything, so so that was really, really cool to see that.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. Cool. So we've gone into that, and. You mentioned you do you have done some other animation besides brick filming. One was the YouTube Heroes. Any other things like 2D or?
No, not really. Actually, yeah. I think that's the only sort of thing I've really done outside of brick filming. I'm looking at getting into doing more stuff. Like, I've been looking a lot at foam puppet fabrication, all that sort of thing lately.
Okay.
So I'm hoping to sort of try to have a go at, I don't know, professional kind of stop motion kind of stuff. Because I'm a big fan of like Leica and the stuff that they do.
Do you think you will get into some live action stuff?
Well, I am sort of doing that already because for my degree we have to make some stuff. I've found that I don't, like, it's fun, but I'm not sure I enjoy it quite as much as stop motion because, like, having the pressure of all the other people there on the set sort of makes it feel like I'm a bit more rushed than when I'm doing stop motion, where you can just sort of take your time and make everything right, or just like sort of move at your own pace.
Okay.
True. Yeah, that's true.
Mm.
Talking about university, can we get into how did you earn the scholarship through a brick filming? Because that's really impressive and wonderful.
Thanks. So I did a series called Adventures of Lego Minecraft. I've been basically just been doing Minecraft stuff for the past 3 or 4 years. That series, I did I did that as a 5-part series, and then I did one extra thing as sort of a film for my visual art course in high school. And I entered that into a film competition called BAFTA, which is the Bond University Film and Television Awards. And the big prize for that was a scholarship, like a fully paid scholarship to study film and television, and ended up getting that last year. So
that's
why I'm here at university now. So, yeah.
I mean, what an accomplishment. That is just, you must have been so proud.
Yeah, well, it was pretty crazy. I like wasn't really expecting that because, you know, like all these people, they had sort of, you know, serious drama, live action films. And here I am with like my Lego Minecraft brick film. So, I was pretty stoked to get that.
So then you're there in this room and they announce you and then you have to get up there and like, were you even prepared? You have to say something, you know, like
I got up on stage and I'd won a couple of awards before then. So by the time I actually won the big one, I had nothing to say, so I was like that surprised that I actually swore on stage in front of everyone.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you actually play Minecraft video games as well?
Not for a while, actually. Yeah, no, I used to play it quite a lot back in the day, but lately it's, I don't know, I just haven't had much time to actually play many video games. I've been spending more and more time just making stop motions.
Yeah, we understand that.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into the geeky tech talk. What kind of camera do you use?
Canon T2i or 550D.
Okay.
Well, actually, I recently upgraded. I got, well, not really an upgrade, but I got a 700D, which I think is a T5i or 6i in America, which, as far as I can tell, is about the same level of quality as the T2i, but my T2i, I've been using it for 3 or 4 years at this point, and it's starting to get a lot of sort of dead pixels, and I'm really worried about the shutter giving out, because I read somewhere that they only have like 125,000 like lifetime shutter uses or something like that, and I'm pretty sure I've probably met that quota by now.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm just waiting for that camera to break, but for now I'm using a newer 700D.
Okay. What kind of lenses?
With a flip out. Just the kit lens, usually.
Kit lens.
Although, for Thack, Sean introduced me to his macro filters, and I really, really liked using those, so I'm probably going to get some macro filters soon.
Okay. And what are you frame capturing with?
Dragon Frame.
And is this on a Mac or a PC?
PC, usually. Although my PC lately has been blue screening a lot. Like, the end of Creepers Part 4 was a bit of an uphill battle because my computer was blue screening daily.
Ooh, brutal.
And it still is if I'm trying to use it. Yeah. So I actually had to come to university to edit the whole film.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm probably going to get a laptop or something soon, whether that be a Mac or a PC, I haven't worked out yet.
Okay. And you're editing and compositing or done with what, Adobe?
Yep, all Adobe stuff. Okay. Premiere, Creative Cloud, and After Effects.
Alrighty.
Yeah. I recently have started doing audio in Pro Tools, because that's what they teach at the university.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I think some of our first Brick Films, we used my Pro Tools setup to do some of the audio recording, but it was just so much easier with the Zoom. We switched over to the Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of lighting do you use?
Right now I've got two big soft boxes, just some cheap ones that I got off of eBay.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's basically what I use for most of my lighting. That and usually one or two little desk lamps. I've got like one little desk lamp, which is kind of cruddy, but it usually does the job pretty well.
Those LED bulbs or other?
No, the soft boxes are just, they're like five fluorescent bulbs stuck into one lamp head, and then just a big sheet of I don't know what you call it, like just a opaque white filter. And it's really diffuse. It gives all the Legos sort of like a nice sheen along the edges and makes it look sort of really crisp, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Do you have any special backdrops or I guess you're for either landscape-like looking stuff or your blue-green screen, red screen?
No, usually I just use whatever I have. Like, usually I use a poster card. I've got lots of blue and black poster card that I use for sky backgrounds. For the Minecraft series, the old one that I did, Adventures of LEGO Minecraft, I ended up having to build... I bought like 1,000 little green tiles and built lots of little like miniature mountains and stuff, and now I use those for... I use those for the whole Creepers series as sort of forced perspective landscape in the background.
Okay. Do you use a tripod or?
Yeah, I use a tripod.
Do you use it for every shot?
Pretty much everything.
Or do you sometimes put the camera on the table or?
No, it's pretty much always on the tripod.
Okay. And is that on the floor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and usually if I want to do a dolly or something, either I'll have the tripod on a piece of post-it card, or lately what I've been doing is I actually just move the whole set, because I do like to do a lot of camera movements in my my animations.
Okay. Your process for creating your brick film storyboards, I notice you do a lot of storyboards with sticky notes.
Yep. My bedroom right now is still covered in all of in the whole storyboard. Like, just one whole wall is covered in the storyboard for Creepers Part 4. which was like something like 80 storyboards or something ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But yeah, no, I'll write the script. I'll do that in like Celtex or something. And then from that, I'll get audio recordings, and then I'll do post-it notes for the storyboard. Sometimes I do an animatic. Lately, I haven't been doing that. For Creepers Part 1, I did an animatic, where I actually got some temp audio, I got all the voices together, and I made the music ahead of time, and sort of cut together a rough thing. I think for my next animation, I'm going to do that again, because I think that worked really well. But yeah, from there, it's... Oh, and the other weird thing that I do is I like to sometimes, for timing, like when I want to know how long a shot is going to be before I actually animate, I'll make a little clip in, like, I'll have my edit timeline, and I'll make a little clip with just some text saying what it is, and then I'll just sort of imagine in my head what's going to happen there. I'll be like, it'll be about this long, and then just cut it, and so I'll end up with like a big timeline full of just little bits of text. And slowly what I'll do is, as I animate each shot, I just replace that text with the shot.
Okay.
That's an interesting process. A lot of work.
Yeah.
Extra work.
And is there a benefit to using the sticky notes as opposed to just a piece of paper? You like maybe change something or?
I've got a thing for sticky notes. Like I really like them for some reason. And yeah, just like being able to swap them around and everything, I guess, is the main benefit. A lot of my older storyboards are actually just draw boxes on a piece of paper. But it's usually just much faster to use sticky notes, I've found.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. How many hours a week are you able to dedicate to mainly brick film? I know you're a full-time student, but are you, you know, weeks that you're in school, weeks that you're out of school?
Yeah, well, I've found that I really don't get to do a whole lot of animation while I'm actually in school during the semester. I've had a lot of trouble sort of finding balance, I guess. Like when I animate, I tend to just animate for a couple weeks, like just go straight through and try to like meet a deadline. So I sort of animate in leaps and bounds. Like the last couple minutes of Creepers Part 4, I did probably like 3 weeks ago, but I've got stuff, you know, that I did in the previous holidays and the holidays before that. So usually it's just my holidays that I lock myself in a room and animate instead of doing, I don't know what you usually do on holidays.
Not usually animate.
Well, for me, that is my holiday, so.
Got to do it when you can, especially when you're in school, so.
Yeah, definitely.
And I see it's now Wednesday there for you, so happy Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, happy Wednesday.
But it's still Tuesday here, so no spoilers, okay?
Do you have a favorite Lego set? Series?
Anything classic space. I love classic space. There's a store in Adelaide, which is another city in Australia, that my parents are from, that they sell a lot of classic Lego stuff. And every time we go there, I'll usually get, you know, like two or three more classic space figures. Mm. So I actually have like 40 of them.
Oh, cool.
At this point, cause we go pretty much every year.
Nice.
So yeah, classic space. I just really like them for some reason. I don't know what it is. I used to watch a lot of 70s and 80s sci-fi TV shows like Jerry Anderson stuff with my parents, so maybe it's got something to do with that. I don't know.
Okay. I wish I could find one of those, the old, I guess, Moon Crater base plates. I had one when I was probably 10, and who knows what happened to it. Mm-hmm. Those are really cool. How do you sort your Lego?
I haven't actually sorted my Lego properly for a couple of years, so it's a bit of a mess at the moment. But I've got two big towers, like with five drawers in each, and I just sort of sort it by category. So I've got in one, I'll just have a drawer full of like little tiny bits in little pockets, and then another one, I'll have like all the flat pieces, like plates and stuff. And usually it's kind of like that. And then I kind of, some of them are a bit sort of more fudgy, like I've got like a I just kind of worked with the amount of drawers that I have, so I'd have like a Technic and Big Walls drawer or something like that. So I'm probably going to resort my Lego collection soon, but man, it takes a long time.
Yeah,
I understand. I one day want to sort by part or piece, but I think I'll be by color for quite a while. Let's see, how many frames a second do you normally shoot?
15 usually. I've occasionally dabbled in shooting 24 frames on twos.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might give that another go soon. Man, I'm talking a lot about the stuff that I want to do soon, but I have just finished my last animation. I'm thinking a lot about what I want to do next, but yeah, 15 is the usual.
Okay. And when you're animating, how many shots a day do you think you get, or about how many seconds an hour do you think you do?
Ooh. Totally varies, particularly when I'm doing these animations, which have up to, you know, like 18 creepers to animate and that sort of thing. It can be anything from like a second an hour to, I think my record for a non-THAC day is 40 seconds in a day of animation. But that's like an 18 hour day of just like mm-hmm. no breaks, and a really hard deadline to meet. But,
yeah, that's brutal.
Yeah, no, I think, like, I'd like to think that I could do about 10 or 20 on average a day. Usually it ends up being between, like, 5 and 10, so...
That seems about average, yeah.
Yeah.
So you've worked with Sean of Brickhead. Have you worked with in person with any other Brickfilmers?
Nope. I know Keshen 8 lives sort of near me, so I might be meeting up with him soon.
Well, tell him we said hello.
Yep. He's another one. I've never heard his real voice. I mean, he's not how he normally speaks. He does so many great voices, like for four. So yeah. I've heard all of his, different voices. But no, I don't think I've ever heard his like real speaking voice.
He did something
a while
back.
Come to think of it. I don't think I've really heard it either. I love his Joker voice though. It's great.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
He does like great American accents and everything. He's just very very talented voice actor and obviously very talented brick filmer as well. But yeah, so maybe we should get him on just so I can hear him talk.
Mm. So Sean's the only one you've actually met in person?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you been out of Australia?
Yeah, I've traveled with my family a bit to America, both East and West Coast, and right before I started university, and just after I finished LEGO Minecraft Creepers Part 3, I went to Europe for 3 weeks with my friend, and we just travel around.
Did you have a favorite part of America that you went to?
Yosemite National Park was really, really pretty.
Okay.
I found. Yeah, there was this. We were there, and it was like a 40 degrees Celsius day. I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit, but it was really hot.
That's hot.
But because there's snow in the mountains and it melted, there was this freezing cold river that we could dangle our feet in.
Okay.
Which is really really nice. So yeah, I've got fond memories of that place.
Okay. And what about Europe?
I was in Switzerland for a week, which was really nice. Actually in the Swiss Alps.
Did you go to Luzerne?
Lausanne?
I guess that's how you say it. I don't know. There's a big lake there.
I went to a place, there's a couple of places that have like a similar sort of name, so it might be a bit of a, we might not be talking about the same place, but I did go to a place called Lausanne, which is just it was a ski village in the Swiss Alps.
Maybe I mispronounced it. Luzerne?
Lucerne. No, I don't think I've been there.
Okay, it was a big lake there. I don't know. I took a boat ride
there. Or it could be Lucerne.
I don't know. It's they have like three different national languages there. So you have composed some of your own music for your brick films. That's correct?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
When you animate, do you listen to music, podcasts, TV, or anything?
Yeah. All the time. I found that sometimes I can't even animate until I just start listening to something because I just feel really sort of lethargic, I guess. I like to listen to podcasts a lot. It's probably not so family friendly, but I really like listening to one called the Comedy Button podcast.
I'll have to look it up.
Yeah. And lately I've been listening to a lot of, podcast by a guy called Chris Oatley, who's a, he used to be a concept artist or something for DreamWorks, and he interviews a lot of people in the animation industry and storyboard artists and stuff, and that's been really inspiring to listen to lately. That's the Paper Wings podcast and the Artcast, which are really good. And I've been listening to your podcast as the episodes have been coming out as well.
Yay.
And we finally got it up on iTunes yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah,
oh,
so
cool.
That was exciting.
I'll have to subscribe.
That was actually kind of a pain. There was a lot of steps, and you had to do it just right. Otherwise, the iTunes wouldn't accept your submission. But after...
Yeah, a lot of trial and error.
A lot of trial and error.
Oh, man. That sounds like a nightmare. I've actually been thinking about doing a podcast with a couple of film friends at university, but I don't know if we do iTunes if it's going to be that much.
Honestly, you know, if I had someone I could ask, I probably could have figured it out a lot quicker, but it's not so bad. You just have to have certain ducks in a row.
Okay.
Okay. Do you remember what your first brick film was?
Yep. The first brick film I did. I used to watch like later animations on YouTube, and I watched Forest Fire 101's
mm-hmm.
Animations, and it was particularly, I think it was Killing Darth Vader was the video that sort of set off something. And so I looked up on the internet, you know, like I want to make that. So I looked it up, and I remember the day I found. I found like a how-to article on how to put together frames in Windows Movie Maker
mm-hmm.
For animation. And it was like some crazy thing where you like, first you change the duration of all the pictures to 0.25 seconds or something. But then the trick was you add like a double speed filter to it. So it's like 15 frames per second or something like that. And yeah, I made two brick films in the one day, and they're both terrible. like so bad that they're not even on my old channel.
Oh,
they're
no.
On the second channel.
Neither are ours.
yeah.
Yeah, we all have those alt channels that we put the stuff on that is just not good enough.
Yeah, in the dark corner of the internet.
Exactly.
Where no one goes. But occasionally I'll point someone and be like, hey, this is where I started.
Well, that's cool. That's cool.
You know, I used to really, really suck as well. So,
everybody's got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite... Go ahead.
No, you. I forgot what okay. I was
going to say. Okay, sorry. Do you have a favorite brick film that you have created for yourself? Yours.
Favorite one that I've made. Usually, it's the latest one that I've made.
Creepers 4. Woohoo!
Yeah. I'd have to say though, Creepers Part 1 is the one that I'm probably most proud of because I feel like I really sort of got the process right in that. Where I really took my time with that. All the other ones, I feel like. Aren't quite up to the same sort of standard. Like mm-hmm. I'm pretty happy with them, but I feel like Creepers Part 1 was the one that I definitely poured the most energy into.
Okay.
In terms of, well, actually no, I probably put more energy in the other ones, but I feel more sort of satisfied with that one.
Okay. Are you partnered on YouTube?
Yep, I'm partnered. I have been for a few years, so I make a little bit of money off of that, which is good.
And is it with YouTube towards. Or a different?
Yeah, just with YouTube.
Just with YouTube.
I haven't joined any networks or anything. Networks? Okay. I probably won't.
Okay. So I believe you won FAC 10 and 12.
Yep.
And you might be the only two-time winner. I'm not positive about that. And you obviously won something in order to get your scholarship. Is there any other
awards
that you've won that we've not talked about?
The same film that got me the scholarship, I actually entered into a statewide art competition
mm-hmm.
Called Creative Generation, and it actually ended up going on display. It was picked as like one of 150 student works to go on display at the local modern art gallery for the whole city, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So my film was actually the Lego Adventures of Lego Minecraft Part 6 was projected onto a wall in a modern art gallery, and people would come down and sit in front of it, and it was really, really cool to see.
Because
I just sort of like walk in there and like stand behind, like I noticed there was a lot of parents like coming in, just sort of like parking their kids in front of it. they catch the end of it, and then they'd sit down and watch the whole thing through, and like that was really, really cool to see.
Awesome.
And then occasionally someone would be like, oh, that's Minecraft. And then someone else would be like, what's Minecraft? And then explain the whole thing to them, which is really interesting to see.
You know, that might be a good money-making idea. It could be a new babysitting tool.
Yeah.
I mean, the kids, I mean, I'm sure everywhere, but definitely in this country, Minecraft is huge. Young kids, I mean, it's amazing that our daughter even is into it. Just, they all love it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, well, I think a lot of the people who watch my videos actually are really young kids, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. Do you make any Lego mocks?
Not so much, not actually. So much. Like, yeah, I just kind of build the sets that I need for my videos. I feel kind of bad because I have so much Lego that I don't really get. I haven't really been creative, like just building stuff out of Lego for quite a while. I think that's something I want to. I'm gonna try building. I want to build some spaceships.
Mm.
That'd be fun.
Well, you have the sets for them.
Yeah.
So I know you just finished your last project. Have you started the next one, or yep. just in the thought process?
Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about what I want to do next. Like, I've just done this whole series. It's the second time I've done like a full series. That's taken me like over a year to finish. And like, you know, good logic would be to go, I'm never doing this again. This is way too much work to be locked into this one thing for so long. But then like a couple of days ago, I'm like, I should do a classic space Lego series of brick films. That would be really cool. Because I've been watching a lot of like Bravest Warriors and Adventure Time and that sort of thing lately. And I really like to have a go at doing something like that where I can just sort of... But keep it in a way that I can just sort of do whatever I want with it in different episodes, but also sort of tell a story like I do with Creepers.
Well, that sounds awesome.
I don't know. I've been talking about it with a few people, and like I've already got a few ideas that I'm really excited about. The trick is I'm full time at university now, whereas with Creepers, the first three parts were done pretty much in the gap between high school and university. So. You know, whether I can work that into my daily life sort of is the question, I guess.
Maybe you could figure out how to make it a college project.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's coming up actually. So the film program is 2 years and they have trimesters. So there's three semesters a year. And I'm on my third one. In about a year's time from now, I'll probably be doing my graduation film. Most people, they do sort of a dramatic live action film, but I don't really want to do that. I think I want to do a stop motion film
for
that. And that'll probably be claymation or puppets or something. But yeah, so I've got, so the two things I'm thinking about at the moment are a classic space Lego series and then whatever I want to do for this grad film in a year's time.
Well, at least the classic space thing will keep in line with your original Lego Spaceman.
kind of pay homage to your original name. Yeah. Oh, man. I can probably even use the character from that in the show. That'll be interesting.
See? Yeah. So for our listeners out there, is there are there any brick filming tips you could share?
In terms of just like getting into brick filming and sort of being creative in general, like I really feel like it's important for people to sort of make stuff. And I think with brick filming or anything creative really is like basically to start something that you can finish and then follow through with it. And then as soon as you finish that thing, start something else straight away because that's how you get better at making stuff is just by making stuff, I guess. People worry a lot about ideas and, you know, coming up with something really good. But I think it's more important that you just sort of stick with something and see it through and see how it goes and treat it as an experiment. Like, you know, everything that I do is a learning experience. Like I've learned a lot about, you know, After Effects and cinematography and that while I've been making Creepers. And then before that it was, you know, it was all about, I don't know. It's just been a slow process of just sort of learning bit by bit just by making stuff. So just make stuff, make animations and finish them. That's the main thing. And use lots of blue tack.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Definitely.
Do you have any other interests that are non-film related that you'd like to share?
Ooh. I got into game design a while back. I was actually, I actually decided I wanted to be a game designer. I wanted to program games and stuff. So I was making like a little 8-bit platformer called Trippy the Cat. In my lunch times at high school, but decided that I preferred film and ended up getting a scholarship to come and do this. So yeah, pretty much my main hobby at the moment is just doing stop motions.
Okay.
And yeah, I like to play a bit of games, but not so much lately, like we mentioned before. So
You had Zach Macias consulted somewhat on Creepers 4, is that correct?
Yeah. So Creepers Part 4, I was having a bit of trouble sort of wrapping up the story.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way with that series, and this is what I'm talking about, like how I want to plan the next one really well, was because with this series, like I had all the beats for each episode, like all just dot points of what was going to happen. So I was like writing the script for each episode before I made it. But the problem with that was when I came to Part 4, like I knew sort of the ending that I wanted, but I couldn't work out how to quite get it across. And Zach really, really helped me out with that.
Okay.
I sent the script to him and he sent me back. Like the whole last scene is actually based on Zach's idea.
Okay.
And I just sort of took that and ran with it. And I'm pretty happy with how it turned out. And a lot of people in the comment section seem to really like it as well.
Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
And it was amazing.
He works kind of in the gaming industry, is that correct? Or do you know?
Yeah, he's. I think he does cinematics for Telltale Games.
Okay.
He started that recently, which is pretty cool. Like, I wonder if he's actually. I don't know what games or anything he's working on. Like, he hasn't gone into detail about it or anything. But yeah, are you guys gonna get?
We hope so.
Yeah, we definitely want to. Add him to the list.
He's one of our favorites, so we definitely would love to talk with him. He's been inspiring for us for quite a long time.
Oh, absolutely. His animation is gorgeous. I'd rank him up in like the top 5 brick filmers in terms of like just how, you know, how smooth and just how pretty their animation is.
Agreed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'd love to work with Zach at some point one day. Like, there's all these people that I'd really like to work with, but sort of being holed up in Australia is kind of doesn't really help with that.
Well, we're in the same country as all these other people, and we're still holed up on the other, you know, side of the country, so we don't get to see them or work with them either.
Yeah, but I've been talking a lot in the Bricks Immersion chat recently about just, like, collaboration and, you know, like, what would it take to set up, like, a stop-motion studio? You know, rent some space in Los Angeles or something and just get...
Or
get
in Atlanta.
Person... the people to talk to about that would be Tommy Williamson and James Moore. They have a real legitimate stop-motion brick filming studio because they stopped working in their garage when they got all this commission work for the Lego Brickumentary and... they're doing some other stuff for Nathan Sawala. So how do you say his name?
Sawala? I'm not going to attempt it.
Sawala. I don't know. He's like Mr.
But we're with you. We're in the garage. We're all alone. Nobody comes to visit us.
Dusty garage.
I should talk to them, actually. James was the one that actually referred me to Kevin to do that Tube Heroes commission video.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I should probably ask them about that because that'd be really cool. I also noticed that they said something about them working 9 to 5.
Isn't that nice?
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's nice to have a work schedule like that. You know, they do put in more hours on the when there's crunch time, but you know. With stop motion, you don't want to put yourself in a hurried mode, and just to know you're just going to get a little done every day and just keep trucking. Yeah. It's a wonderful thing. Do you have a favorite voice actor from Brick Films?
I don't know. Well, we talked about Keshen before. I really mm-hmm. like his stuff.
Yeah,
I'm really happy with the voice actors that I got to do. That I got to do stuff for Creepers, like. Chris is great, and Andy is just something else because he's a music producer, so he does singing and stuff, and like Yeah, I don't know if I have one particular favorite. I know there's a few that I'd like to work with, like Keshen. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll get them to do some stuff on my next series.
Nice, and I'm going just totally silly off topic here for a minute, because I know personally, whenever I think of Australia, the first thing that comes to my mind, being the female and lover of cute things, is our koalas. And it is on my bucket list to hold a koala. Have you ever held a koala?
Yes. I've held a...
Now I'm really jealous.
I've held a baby koala.
Oh my gosh.
I heard they were mean, though. They're not mean?
They're pretty nice. They're pretty docile. Maybe they spend the like 18 hours of their day just sleeping.
Oh, what a life.
I think I could literally sit there and hold it for 18 hours, especially a baby one. Oh my gosh, that would be so amazing. Yeah, that's definitely a bucket list item.
Also, do you drive cars?
I've got my learners. I still need to get quite a few hours up. It's kind of difficult because I live on the Gold Coast and my family is up in Brisbane, which is like an hour away. And by train, that means it's like 2.5 hours away. But yeah, I've had my learners for like a year and a half, and I haven't actually got my hours up, which is kind of a bit slack. But hopefully, in the next few months, I'm gonna just set aside some time and really make sure I get my license so I can drive places.
Oh, okay. It's just like riding a bike. Yeah. No worries.
And you guys drive on the left side of the road. Is that correct?
Yep, we're weird. We drive on the left side.
So what was it like, I guess, when you were in America, or I guess Europe too, taking that first right turn?
I don't know, it's kind of scary. Well, I mean, like, the age that I was when I was in America the first time, like, it didn't even occur to me, that sort of thing. Like, it was probably scary for my parents, but for me, I'm just like, oh, I'm in the passenger seat. We're in America. This is cool.
I went to Japan once, and that first left turn freaked me out.
I think what got me because growing up, my family's all from England, so I, you know, spent a lot of time going there as a child. And I think what got me the most was I would always, when crossing the road, look the wrong way first. Like here, you know, you look to the right, to the left, and I did it opposite there, which that to me was the hardest thing to get used to.
Yeah. Well, that's funny because that just reminded me of a video that we watched in primary school. Where it's like, it was this big bearded guy, and he had a song that he sang with the kids, where he's like, you look to your left, you look to your right, look to your left again, quick march, straight across the road. And that's like just burned into my brain. That's in my head every time I cross a road, pretty much.
You kind of just have to keep looking back and forth a lot, because like, oh, I'm not sure which way I'm supposed to look first, so just look again and again and again.
Yeah.
Better be safe than sorry.
Yeah, I get kind of anxious when I cross roads, so I do this thing where I just like sort of spin my head around quickly, like I'm a meerkat or something, and then dart across the road.
Oh, cool.
Well, I think we've pretty much covered all the questions. Unless there's anything else you would like to mention, we will make sure that everybody has the links to find all of your amazing work.
Mm-hmm. Check out my YouTube channel, which is Forlorn Creature. And Twitter account as well, which is also Forlorn Creature. I'm pretty active on Twitter usually. So if you ever want to ask me questions or send me anything, Twitter's usually the way to go.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So I guess that's it. Really appreciate you taking the time and staying up so late to talk with us. It's been a lot of fun. Really enjoyed hearing you speak, and it's been great. Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, it was my pleasure. It's really nice to speak to you guys. I'm a big fan of you guys and your work. So
thanks.
Well, appreciate that. And we'll look forward to seeing.
Also, I didn't get to say before, I'm a big fan of your daughter's work as well.
Oh, that's
doing
sweet.
Animation at such a young age is so cool.
She will be thrilled to hear that. She enjoys it. It's neat to see. It's amazing that she has the patience that she does to do that, because it definitely takes a lot of patience. So we definitely, love it that she enjoys doing that. And she'll be more of a help, I think.
Yeah, she's about halfway through one she's working on right now. Hopefully we can get her motivated to do the second part.
And she does them for school as well. She has these projects that she does, these little contest thingies that they do. So she usually will animate at least once a year for that.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, I really hope she keeps up with animation, because I think starting early as well is a big part of sort of getting really good at animation as well, if that's something that she ends up wanting to do.
Yeah, I agree. It's anything creative, especially for young kids, is a wonderful thing.
Cool.
So we will look forward to seeing the rest of your things.
Thanks. And, I look forward to Galactic Smugglers.
I will endeavor to keep working on them. I'm working pretty much as a full-time job doing brick filming, and I'm just a little less motivated on the weekends now to work on my personal stuff.
So are you guys actually, is that like, so that's your full-time job now, is doing commissioned work?
Pretty much. We're on retainer, working with Oyo Sports, doing the sports-related videos, and they keep us busy pretty much, 9 to 5, 9 to 6, 7:30 to 6:30, whatever, all week. And I get to the weekend and I kind of just would rather hang out with the family instead of go down in the garage.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's really cool. Cause that's probably something I'm interested in doing after university, is just seeing if I can do commissioned animation for a living for a while.
Well, it seems to be very popular, a growing thing that more people are doing and more companies are wanting. So, I mean, which is great for brick filmers.
Yep.
And maybe some, in the future, we'll maybe have another conversation with you after you've made the big time.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We'll see how I go, but happy to
awesome chat again, though. Again.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. Thanks, Thomas. And and good night.
Good night.
Sweet good dreams.
You too.
All right. Take Bye-bye. Care.
Thanks to Thomas for staying up late to chat with us and being so generous with his time. And thanks to everyone who stuck with us through this entire podcast. Please check out our sponsors and partners on the Brick Filmers Guild homepage. And don't forget to check out Forlorn Creatures' amazing brick films on his YouTube channel. We'd also like to thank Kevin MacLeod for his wonderful music, which we use for our podcasts and in our brick films. So until next time, bye y'all.